Jean Street around 6:30 Tuesday morning. They were able to get the vehicle out of the water. No one was found inside, and crews continue to investigate the incident. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
This is the sound of at Koala Mama 85 asking DQ to bring back the Snickers Blizzard. And this is the sound of us making the Snickers Blizzard and the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers. And this is the sound of 5,157 happy Snickers Blizzard lovers saying OMG, smile emoji, praise hands, thank you, exclamation point, praise hands. That's what a Snickers Blizzard sounds like. And it's back with the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers.
DQ, happy tastes good.
The Home Depot is making finding your color and choosing the right paint easier than ever. With curated palettes of this year's most popular colors and new paint selection tools online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Now, get a colorful new experience with the Home Depot's paint expertise and selection of top-quality brands, colors, and finishes. Get your paint project done right with gallons of Behr Premium Plus from just $24.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Happy Hump Day, everyone. Christy here from Blue Water Broadcasting. We are live on location today at the Chicken Salad Chick location on Zelda Road. Don't get confused. There are three collection barrels at three different Chicken Salad Chicks. One in Prattville, one on the Zelda Road location where we are today, and one at the Sturbridge location on Vaughn Road. So we are at Zelda Road today. Chicken Salad Chick. Come and see us. We're going to be here until 1 o'clock today collecting your school supply donations. We are on a roll. We want to keep that momentum going. We still have the rest of this week and all of next week to do cram the van and collect as many school supply donations as we possibly can for the kids and teachers of the River Region. So make sure that you can help us get a good turnout. Donate what you can. Christy here from Blue Water Broadcasting.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Another deadly workplace shooting, this time at a Walmart.
Virginia's legislative Black Caucus boycotted Trump's speech. It is impossible to ignore the emblem of hate and disdain that the president represents.
I am the least racist person there is anywhere in the world.
Out of Minneapolis, a Delta pilot arrested for allegedly showing up at the airport under the influence.
North Korea, the newest provocation, and it comes just days after they launched a new type of ballistic missile.
Paige Thompson allegedly accessed the personal information of more than 100 million Capital One customers.
A forceful defense from General John Hyten, accused of sexual assault by a former top aide.
These allegations are false.
Live from Detroit, it's the Democratic presidential debate.
Let us pursue our national promise and make a more perfect union.
I quite frankly don't think that that is an agenda that we can move forward on and win.
And we get out there and fight for it.
Modern-day Little Red Hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so, having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful, I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow, welcome aboard, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. They've got the New York Strip Prime and Premium on sale at Fresh Market.
Ooh.
I'm going to get Mike to cut me one like he did the last one with that kind of ring of fat on the outside.
Yeah, now that I have a working air conditioning system, I think, you know, cooking a steak might be in order.
Oh,
I didn't want to do it with no good air.
You should have a place to pass out where it's comfortable.
Exactly. And I don't mind the smell of rendered beef fat, but only for so long.
Well, you got the AC up. That's good. Congratulations.
Yeah, it feels good. Got a good night's sleep. I did not get a chance, I was just telling you off air, to watch this debate because I was going to stream it on YouTube. CNN did not stream it on YouTube. So I got some of the highlights. I know some of the big moments, but I did not watch the whole thing.
Well, we've got it all for the folks here, and it was without a doubt interesting to watch. And I can tell by the way the talk shows, particularly Morning Joe and others, were talking about it. You know, they were trying to make a purse out of a sow's ear. Here, it's it was interesting to say the least. Marianne Williamson, my absolute favorite, She was super, but they really kind of got into it. It's needless to say, it was interesting. Let's start out with the pedestrian press talking about it. Let's start out with Ed O'Keefe, CBS News.
We are going to begin with the latest Democratic presidential debate, which put the party's policy divide front and center in front of the entire nation. Centrist candidates repeatedly argued last night that proposals from left-wing Democrats go too far and play into Republicans' hands.
Candidates Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders took turns defending their plans for everything from health care to immigration. Ed O'Keefe is in Detroit, where he covered the debate. Ed, what stood out to you?
Well, Anthony, look, voters had said to us they wanted substance, and last night they got it. Conversations about health care, immigration, gun control, and how to pay for college. Just because it was substantive, though, doesn't mean it didn't get testy.
This is an example of wish list economics.
You can't just spring a plan on the world and expect it to succeed.
Moderate Democrats, desperate for attention, came out swinging early, knowing this might be their only chance to challenge the liberal views of Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
So I think Democrats win when we run on real solutions, not impossible promises. When we run on things that are workable, not fairy tale economics.
But the two senators anticipated the attacks and hit back.
You know, I don't understand why anybody goes to all the trouble of running for president of the United States just to talk about what we really can't do and shouldn't fight for.
Medicare for All is comprehensive. It covers all health care needs for senior citizens. It will finally include dental care, hearing aids, and eyeglasses.
But you don't know.
Second of all.
You don't know that,
second
Bernie.
Of all.
We'll come to you in a second,
I do know, and I wrote the damn bill.
Why do we got to be the party of taking something away from people?
No one is the party.
They're running on. Running on telling half the country that your health insurance is illegal. It says it right in the bill.
Let's be clear about this. We are the Democrats. We are not about trying to take away health care from anyone. That's what the Republicans are trying to do.
So the way Morning Joe kind of did it is that it was the moderates against the progressives, and they were trying to get the progressives to move back towards the center.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe kind of ascribed to that. It, and some of the other people did, too, but then they kind of waffled out there.
Yeah.
But what has happened is they are confusing electability with polling data. And they go, Bernie Sanders goes, you know, I can beat Trump. Every poll, major poll, says I can beat Trump. Well, Bernie, if you believe those polls at this point, you're sadly mistaken. And a group of people in the Democrat that have Democrat leanings realize they're going down the wrong way here. I mean, this thing was crazy, some of the stuff they said last night. I mean, I was just stunned at particularly Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, how much they own their progressiveness in their socialist attitude.
Well, and if you're going to go with a progressive, I think the choice would probably be Elizabeth Warren over Bernie, because I think it's just so easy to attack Bernie because of his past.
When Bennett says, go ahead and throw up your hands, so, and Bernie threw up his hands like that, it was so... It was just so a character of himself. It was absolutely incredible. But these guys have got some issues here. If you saw the debate, and it really is something. There was a report out by a group that basically said the media is starting to feel their stories and about the Democrats are getting a big turnoff factor. And what they'll do is, and it'll be interesting to see what they do tonight, but what they've been doing is moving the stories about Democrats deeper into the news, because when people start watching the things on the Democrats, they just turn off the news. They change channels.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good sign. If you want to sell advertising, that's not what you want to have happen.
It's not a good sign at all.
Also, the same thing on Trump being a racist.
Oh, I believe it.
They're getting a big turnoff factor.
Well, it's the boy who cried wolf effect. And it's also just like, okay, is there another attack you have here? And it's unnerving to me, because actually racist language sort of gets watered down in you constantly saying everything is racist.
Yeah, it's a boy who cried wolf, as they would say. So let's continue on with Ed O'Keefe talking about debate and immigration.
The other Democrats on stage also stopped short of Sanders and Warren's calls for decriminalization of border crossers.
If you want to come into the country, you should at least ring the doorbell.
We got 100,000 people showing up at the border right now. If we decriminalize entry, if we get health care to everyone, we'll have multiples of that.
And continued to debate whether the government should be paying college tuition.
My problem with some of these plans is they literally would pay for wealthy kids, for Wall Street kids, to go to college.
We can have debt-free college for low and middle-income students by expanding Pell Grants and compelling states to pick up more of the burden.
The best thing you could do to stimulate the U.S. economy is to get rid of this debt.
But all agreed on the need to defeat President Trump.
Trump is a pathological liar. I tell the truth.
Ultimately, we have to beat Donald Trump.
Anyone on this stage tonight or tomorrow night would be a far better president.
So folks were calling last night the Motown showdown. Maybe today we call tonight's debate the Detroit do-over. Former Vice President Joe Biden will be standing alongside California Senator Kamala Harris, who surprised him at the last debate by going after his record on civil rights. He says he won't be polite if one of his competitors comes at him. Harris says she'll merely call out differences when needed. We'll see what happens.
Now, from watching the debate last night, where the moderates were going after the progressives, progressives were pushing back, progressives were kind of, in a way, kind of going after each other, too. And it was something to watch. Let's listen to do the opening montage here, and notice who is missing here.
Winning an argument than winning an election.
If we embrace a far-left agenda, they're going to say we're a bunch of crazy socialists. If we embrace a conservative agenda, they're going to say we're a bunch of crazy socialists. So let's just stand up for the right policy.
I've heard some people here tonight. I almost wonder why you're Democrats. You seem to think there's something wrong about using the instruments of government to help people.
I think Democrats win when we we run on real solutions, not impossible promises. When we run on things that are workable, not fairy tale economics.
I don't understand why anybody goes to all the trouble of running for president of the United States just to talk about what we really can't do and shouldn't fight for.
I get a little bit tired of Democrats afraid of big ideas. So please don't tell me that we cannot take on the fossil fuel industry and nothing happens unless we do that.
You don't have to yell. I mean, all I'm saying is...
And that's what happened. Bernie's voice got higher and louder as the debate went on. I mean, he was getting frustrated. Tim Ryan from Ohio goes down and do the Pledge of Allegiance, and they do the national anthem. He didn't put his hand over his heart. Everybody else does. He's standing there in his brown shoes, dark suit, a big no-no, and he doesn't have his hand over his heart. I want to tell you something, and I talked to somebody from Ohio. I have a good friend that's over there, and they said, that will not play.
Do you think it was just a brain fart? He just wasn't thinking?
I'm going to say he was probably too tense thinking about the debate.
Yeah. Because he doesn't strike me as a guy who would like be making a statement by doing that. I think he just forgot.
But he looked over at other people and they had their hand on the heart, and it just didn't register with him.
Yeah.
So under the I'm not so bright category, put down one congressman named Tim Ryan. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. Did you see the debate last night? I want to guess that the audience was not very high last night.
No, and it looked like CNN really kept it in their own silo. Like, they didn't want other networks picking it up. They didn't even have long clips on their own YouTube channel. I think they wanted people to go to CNN.com or watch it on their channel, which I see why they would do that, but I don't think it's actually a good strategy in this day and age.
Because of the narrowband medium.
Exactly. I think you need to have it as far and wide as possible to get your brand out there.
Well, the questioners were, they were trying to keep them on track, but the Dems kind of got away from them there. It was interesting, to say the least, to watch how the CNN, Jake Tapper in particular, kind of handled this. So now let's listen to Major Garrett talking about the debate. He's got some interesting analysis.
Major, how did the progressive candidates, Warren and Bernie Sanders, handle the attacks from the moderates?
With ferocity and intensity, which is what most of the participating Democrats in the primary and caucus process want. They kept the progressive lane nice and wide, and they told the moderates, so-called moderates, we disagree aggressively, and we're leading in the polls. You're probably not going to be at the next debate, so we've widened the progressive lane for us. They came in, many Democrats I talked to after the debate, tied for silver in this race, and they emerged tied for silver. They did not really take on each other at all.
Why was that, do you think?
They're a mutual non-aggression pact right now to keep the progressive lane wide. They'll get at each other later, but now's not the time. Now's the time to say, there's this dispute within the party, we're going to respond aggressively, and we're going to keep this lane wide.
It almost looked as though they were running. They were like
running together.
Yeah. Almost, but there is a structural reality to where this race is. Warren has been gradually moving up and taking support away from Bernie Sanders. So on a night when they're tied, it's better for Elizabeth Warren because she has built better infrastructure and has been moving in the polls in a way that has come at Sanders' detriment. So a tie for Sanders, which is probably what happened last night, is not structurally good. One other thing, the guys were all dressed the same too.
Yeah, I was at a time at the top, I was going to make exactly that point. Regarding those progressive ideas, well said, well said.
They did. It really was weird looking out there. You know, they were trying to do the business look with the dark blue suits and everything. It was really interesting to watch. I would roll back the tape to hear kind of how they were handling things and to make sure I heard them correctly. And I hate to say this, if they think that's going to sell to America, it's going to sell to a narrow band of Democrats, and that's who they're talking to, but they're going to regret all this stuff that they're saying now.
I'm quick and usually ready to agree with you on that, and it's what everybody's saying. It's what the polls show, even if you poll Democrats. They're not all Democrats, the rank and file, are actually that progressive. However, what happened in 2016 with Trump sort of rattled me, and I wonder if you got somebody who was this bold progressive and they really are clear-throated about it, they pull no punches, and they get that opportunity in the general, is there a chance for them to change people's minds with new techniques and whatnot? I worry about that. I mean, I don't want that to be true, but I'm worried.
Well, the cut of it is that how is it going to play in Ohio, Michigan, and Pennsylvania? And how is it going to play among white housewives, suburban housewives? And if it doesn't play with them, it ain't going anywhere. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
What'd you call it? The Motown makeover?
Yeah, Motown. Yeah.
I call it more like the Detroit dung heap, all the BS that was flying off that stage. Just unbelievable.
It really was. I was sitting there in amazement. I was going like, who in America that doesn't have to watch this is watching this? And it's people that they were trying to talk to. I think the tune-out factor was high on this whole thing.
Yeah, the only person making sense was Delaney. I mean, you know, he was talking like a Republican.
Yeah, because he used to be a Republican.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and probably the only person on the stage with a business background. You know, and he's just like, you know, you people are talking like cuckoo stuff.
Yeah, and they beat him up for it, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the only people you know, other than some northeastern elitist and West Coast whack job, the only people that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and that crowd are going to appeal to are millennials who are living in their parents' basement or in college still, you know, with all the giveaways, you know, give me my free education, give me, you know,
student loan bailout.
Yeah, bailout on my education, all that. That's the, you know, that's the band of people that those people are going to attract, you know, and that's pretty much it. And, you know, the question is, how many of those people are going to turn out in the general election next year?
Yeah, I'm not sure their strategy, how they think that that's going to work for the bigger picture. And, yeah, I think they're messing up, but that's just my take of it. Because I was going like, you know, who is jumping up and down like the audience and being excited about the things that they're saying in general America? I just don't see it.
Yeah, and if, you know, Joe gets the nod, which, you know, I think he will in the end, how far center is he going to drift in the general election? You know, because you know if Warren or Bernie Sanders get the nod, they're not going to drift to the center. It's going to be probably even further to the left in the general election, which, like you're saying, is going to turn off independent voters, is going to turn off suburban women, you know. So I just don't see it happening.
What do you think is going to happen tonight with Joe? Do you think they're going to go after Joe like they went after him?
Absolutely. They're going to go after him. You know, the long knives are coming out. They're coming after him. They smell blood in the water. You know, I think him, it wasn't no mistake that him and Harris were paired together again. And I think she's going to go after him big time and, you know, maybe one or two of the others. But he ain't going to come out of this without a bloody nose.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it works for him. On last night's debate, I think Bernie came off very old.
Well, the part where he started throwing his hands up in the air.
That was hilarious.
If I was a person who was the head of his election campaign, I would say, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
He did. He looked like a senile old man.
He really did. With his, and what he would do is, as he started talking, his head would start dropping like Ichabod Crane. I mean, I was going like, man.
And his voice would start to go up.
Yeah, you know, and he would get louder and louder and louder.
Yeah, exactly.
I know I wrote the damn bill.
I know. I just absolutely died laughing when I saw that. So, anyway, have a good one, guys.
Thanks, David. Appreciate you. Red Top, Larry. Everybody else, hang on. I'm going to be back with you right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I have to ask, Mr. Christian, what is going on at Brubaker Motors? I've noticed Brubaker stickers on vehicles everywhere. I've been to Troy, Clinton, Birmingham, even in Tuscaloosa. It seems you're selling cars everywhere in Alabama.
Well, it's a couple things. Our minimum pricing policy is part of it. We would rather make $100 per vehicle and sell 1,000 than make $1,000 and only sell 100. We price our vehicles to sell quickly, and we stock vehicles to fit any budget. This allows our customers to drive away in the car, truck, or SUV they've always wanted. The other is just simple hospitality. No gimmicks, no fancy fine print. I guess you could say our success is a southern secret.
What do you mean?
Well, we respect our customers and treat them like family, from sales all the way to service. In layman's terms, we just do what's right. Every day, every time.
So that's it? Just good old southern hospitality?
You got it. We've been in the car business a long time. It's the way of doing business at Brubaker, and our customers love that.
Stop and see for yourself. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Kia and Infiniti in Montgomery, and Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Prattville. Or visit them online at brubaker.com. See firsthand why it's a better buy at Brubaker.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump on Twitter weighing in on night one of the Democratic debate.
Writing, if I hadn't won the 2016 election, we would be in a great recession slash depression right now. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the Democratic frontrunner, will take the debate stage tonight in Detroit.
Fox's John Decker. A setback for the Empire actor accused of faking a hate crime against himself.
Judge Michael Tooman denies Jussie Smollett's attempt to toss out a special prosecutor to investigate why embattled prosecutor Kim Fox dropped all felony charges against Smollett. Smollett's attorney, Tina Glandian.
We're disappointed with the court's ruling, and we're going to explore our options.
The special prosecutor could lead to new charges.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. And police say the suspect in a machete attack in Georgia was caught after leaving his Walmart employee vest and name badge behind. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. The search for raindrops goes on, and the chances of seeing a shower at your house are getting a little better. Today, another hot and humid day with a high around 95 and the heat index near 100. Okay, that's standard so far. Lots of sunshine with some spotty afternoon and evening storms for some lucky communities. Many communities will get skipped, though. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow and Friday, the number of showers and thunderstorms roaming around will go up. In other words, better odds of getting wet with a high in the mid-90s both days. Then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, back to closer to a normal summertime forecast with rain chances averaging 40% over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are on a Wednesday. Before we get into these telephone calls, appreciate all the telephone calls, by the way. Remind you guys about Dan Black Studios. Today is the last day. The last day for the 40% off Dan Morris Show special. You get tapes converted, you get films converted over to digital DVD. He's going to take 40% off that price. Had a friend of mine from church. He did that. He was stunned at the cost of it. And he said the value to him was far exceeded the $125, I think he said, is what he paid for it. Because he got a whole bunch of videos done. Hours and hours and hours worth. And now he's got it and they're going to be saved forever. So get ready to copy 334-676-1734, 676-1734, the last day for the 40% off at Dan Black Studio video and film conversion over to digital. Take advantage of it. Today's the last day. Call my good friend, Dan Black, Dan Black Studio, 676-1734. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, how are you today?
Very good, sir. Got some good rain, and boy, we got a couple whacks of lightning last night that would have woke up the dead.
I tell you, that was really weird. I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, it's like somebody turned a hose on, and it was just pouring, and then it didn't last very long.
No, but we got a lot of rain that didn't get a drop out on the east side, from what I heard from my customers. And I have a customer who was an advanced person for the Air Force while you were doing advanced for Ronald Reagan in Germany.
Yeah, I think he's called the show before.
Anyway, the few clips I've heard about the debate, and I agree with you. Last night late, there were no debate clips available. I was very surprised. And maybe they're doing that on purpose because the CNN audience, as we discussed, is perfect for that group, and they really don't need that to get out and let a lot of people hear that stuff, because the men sounded really stupid.
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing the ratings. See if they've come up with a number on there.
All right.
Because CNN does not have very much exposure. They do not have a single show that logs in a million people at night. Not one single show.
So, I feel low volume and was kind of what they were expecting. And on these first group of debates to get, you know, keep the exposure as little as possible. Because they are so pitifully weak and whacked out. And I agree with what Joey said. It is a little bit scary that a progressive could come along and just swoop up that young group of voters, which I'm not in contact with. That's why, Joey, I want you, what is your millennial report today?
Well, let me commune with all millions of millennials from all different ages here, Red Top, but...
The problem is they don't vote.
Right. I don't think the millennial aspect of it is they're voting more because, you know, we're getting older.
And why is
it? You know, well, that remains to be seen, Dan. It remains to be seen. But, you know, I'd more worry about if it's something so different and it's a lot of promises of free stuff based on compassion that some people will fall for it.
Well, I'm more concerned about the 18 to 25-year-olds. Than I am the 25 to 35-year-olds at this point, because I remember during the Vietnam War, I was of the age where 18-year-olds had just started to vote in it, and it was a political sweep pretty much across the country once that happened. And we could easily experience something like that again on a youth level that would be so socialistic. And they're trying to, you can't have part of socialism. You either got to have part, all of it, or none of it. These guys are trying to sectionalize it and parse it out. You can't do it that way, can you guys?
No, and let me tell you what happens is where they're going to get caught up is when they're going to have to actually explain things. And Bernie tried to explain it, and his explanation was, I was a mayor and I wrote the bill. Well, when you read the bill that he wrote, it's got some really bad stuff in there, and they never really explain how they're going to do something.
And by the way, I have those early ratings numbers from Nielsen, approximately 10 million.
Really?
Which is
That's
down.
A third off of the norm. I think it was 15 then 18.
Yes, exactly.
So it's gone down from the last debate?
Yes,
it was 15 and 18, yeah, as Dan just said.
Yeah, they did not mention that last night by design, I do believe. So, because they mentioned the 18 million on the first one, but they did not mention any numbers for this one. So, Bernie must be an Italian Jew the way he waves his damn arm.
No, I was just Jewish.
Yes, he's Italian. Every Italian's got to wave their arms like that. He's just missing the A at the end of each word. Thank you, guys. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thanks, Red Top. Let me go to Larry. Larry, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing today?
Very good. And you?
I'm doing pretty good, sitting in front of the doctor's office, getting ready to go into my 1 o'clock appointment.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called me before you went in.
What do you think about little Perry running?
Perry Hooper?
Yes, sir, running for Arthur Roby's spot.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he's got the pull down in the Wiregrass, but we'll see. There are a lot of different names being discussed right now. I had a telephone call from somebody this morning, two of them actually, and it's going to be interesting to see how the field's going to go. It's Clyde Chambliss has decided not to run, and I think that's a good move on his part. I'm not sure if he could raise the amount of money. I'm not sure Perry can raise the amount of money, but if you can get a whole bunch of money, then I think you can be a player in this.
Well, as much as he's liked up in Washington and all, he should be able to get a little money.
Well, I don't think Trump would do a primary endorsement.
Uh-huh. Well, I was just wondering, can I get in on the sweet tooth?
Absolutely, Larry. Give me your month and day of birth.
0730.
7:30. You got it, buddy.
Yesterday.
You have a... Yay! That's right. Happy belated birthday to you, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you, sir.
All right. Just had a birthday treat there. Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm very good, John. And you today?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. One thing I've noticed as far as these Democrats and progressives and everything are going with Bernie Sanders is they're trying to appeal to a college crowd.
John, let me interrupt you. We're losing you. You're fading in and out. Do you want to hang up and call me back, or are you moving, or what?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you better, but not real good.
Let me call you back when I get.
Okay. Keep talking. Let's see if we can carry on the conversation.
I'll call you when I get to a better spot.
Okay. Thanks. Let me go to Doug. Doug, welcome aboard the Danmar Show.
Thank you for taking my call, gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Dan, there's a few people that I run into two or three times a month, sometimes just once a month, and I've started having engaging them in conversation about this election. And I would call them conservative Democrats. And I wanted to just make sure I ran this by you because I don't have my father here on earth to do it anymore. And I'm not bragging on you. That's just the truth. But what I'm talking to them about to try to get them to vote for a Republican for the first time in their life is what all this free stuff is going to do to our economy. But before I continue this dialogue, I want to make sure that you get me on track or fine-tune it. What I see is going to happen, Dan, is we're going to get into the money-printing business like we never have. And I think that's going to weaken the dollar, and that weakens us globally as far as this great MAGA economy.
What you're doing is you're changing the only way they can do the things that they want to do is they're going to have to take tax cuts away from corporations that are paying lower in corporate tax, and what they were doing is they were paying no corporate tax, and all the money was offshore. Now they're bringing the money back onshore, and they're paying corporate taxes. Concept of somebody paying zero, they didn't bring the money over. They're bringing the money over now. They would much rather pay 22% than 35%. So
exactly, and that's kind of, I didn't mean to interrupt you. That's how I wind down the conversation. And I tell them that if we elect one of these far-left loonies, the only way to reverse that process is going to get the economy so weak that the federal government prints money and then they receive revenue. They receive revenue through taxes. So the next thing that's going to happen to reverse this crazy idea is to raise our taxes to strengthen the dollar, and that might start the reversal process. A lot of them can't wrap their brain around it, Dan, but at least I'm getting their attention.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I would start talking about dollars, strength, and things like that. That's a pretty deep subject for a lot of people. The key is simply this. Is the only way they can pay for it is by raising taxes on the people that are stimulating the economy now, and that's businesses. And if they do that, it's going to kill the business growth model, and everything that they want to do is just going to go away because they're not going to have any money to do it.
My phone just died.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Doug.
Oh, no, my phone didn't die. I went through a dead spot. Dan, am I losing you?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Well, you can hear me, but I can't hear you. Just thanks for taking my call, Dan. I'll start listening on the radio.
Thanks, Doug. I appreciate you. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Peggy. Peggy, welcome aboard the Danmar Show.
Hey, Dan. I had my car towed to Don Duncan Monday. And I got it back today, and they were great.
I am so glad, Peggy. You broke up at the very first part. So where did you go?
Dan, Don Duncan.
Oh, that is great.
They were so nice. They did everything I needed done, and I couldn't ask for better service.
Well, I'm so glad that you're using one of our sponsors.
Oh, definitely.
Peggy, thank you so much.
Thank you, and I'll get back on to listen to you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Peggy. Good talking to you.
All right.
News Talk 93.1 FM, Danmar Show on a Wednesday. Let's go to a break and let's go and see when we reset. Be back right after this.
Got a good Morris Show.
One way ticket, yeah. It took me so long to find out, and I found out. She's a big teaser. She took me half the way there. She's a big teaser. She took me half the way there now. She was a day tripper. One way ticket, yeah. It took me so long to find out, and I found out.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
Ah, yes, 272-9228. That's where we are. Take advantage of this 40% off last day from Dan Black Studios. 334-676-1734. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, did you watch the debate last night?
No, I did not, Dan. I didn't have enough Pepto-Bismol in my box to watch that. But I did catch up on some points this morning online, which I could read and to catch up on some of this stuff. But, yes, it was pretty much what I expected it to be. And it was not disappointing in the point to be made that they lived up to the expectations that I expected from a bunch of ignorant, retarded people. The first thing I want to do, Dan, is I want to thank Donald Trump. I believe it was several days ago that he signed, if I'm not mistaken, it was an executive order for the 9/11 fund. So I want to thank our great president, for taking care of all our first responders who responded to the 9/11 attack in New York and other areas, and stepping up and doing the right thing. We'll move on to the second thing real quick here, Dan. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Democrats last night. The Democrats have all kind of ideas about how they're going to fix health care, how they're going to do this, how they're going to do that. Well, America, I hate to tell you this, but all these individuals that was up there, a lot of them run cities that are full of rats and they can't pick up trash. How are they going to run our country as a president? I have no idea whatsoever. I think our healthcare system is a little more difficult than setting up sanitational services in your city, you bunch of idiots. But anyway, let them just keep up the good work there in their cities with the rats and the garbage. And one other thing I want to thank President Trump for today, and that is for his winning in the federal court decision yesterday on the Russian hoax. The judge pretty much, I'm paraphrasing, pretty much slapped him in the face, kicked him in the rear, and told him, get out of his court, and threw the whole thing out.
Folks, what he's talking about is that there's a lawsuit by the DNC that that Trump was promoting the hacking of the DNC, and the judge both said, basically said, this is ridiculous, your argument, and booted him out.
Threw him out. And one other big note about this, this court judge was appointed by Bill Clinton. Yeah. So I think I'd add that in there so everybody knows it was appointed by a Democrat. All right. Dan, other than that, how y'all guys doing today? The weather good down there?
Everything's good. It's we had a little bit of rain last night that came through. It was... And got to watch the debate and enjoy some good food. And basically, I'm just shaking my head when I'm watching the Democrats that they think that this is a workable solution for them.
Yes, it's hilarious. Just like I said, I watched them last night, and they all was talking about the health care and how they had this plan and that plan. And I kept thinking about the piles of trash and the rats in the cities that they're running. And I'm saying... Guys, do we really want these people who can't clean up trash and get rats out of your city running our country?
Yeah, let me tell you, this whole thing on Baltimore has really put an attention that they don't want to have happen on what has happened and why it's happening. I'll give you an example in Baltimore, and I talked to somebody who lives in a place called Tantalia, which is outside of Baltimore, and they used to work in Baltimore. And they said, you know, when they go back over to Baltimore for a weekend or they go over for a game, they stay out of 90% of Baltimore. They limit themselves to the waterfront area in the stadium and a couple of really good restaurants in Little Italy, because Little Italy, they don't put up with any crap there.
Right. It's pretty clear. You know, we got to let up. Our people know what's going on as we're leading into this election. Everything the Democrats said last night is a big pile of trash, just like they pile up in their cities, because this healthcare thing they're talking about, Dan, will not work. And I'm going to tell you why real quick. As soon as they start implementing this stuff, all the hospitals, doctors, nurses, and everybody, the hospitals will shut down, the nurses will quit, and the doctors will go into another profession. None of these people are going to go to work for the federal government, working under a government subsidized health plan. So just think about that. These people have lost their minds.
Yeah, let me tell you, they're doctors that don't take Medicare or Medicaid patients because of the payouts.
I think probably 98% of the hospitals will close as soon as they pass something like that. The hospitals operate off of a profit, not off of government subsidies, and we see what's happening already with Obamacare. So, guys, these people ain't talking nothing new. It's the same old, David Copperfield hand trick, magician trick kind of things that they pull in. Just remember, I told y'all last week about the decoding device that I developed for the Democrats. Put it to use. When they say they're going to fix health care, what that actually means is they're going to destroy health care. So... if you use that device, it's going to work out well for y'all guys.
Ronnie, I appreciate the cell phone call.
All right, look, guys, y'all keep doing what y'all doing. You're doing a great job, Dan. I really, really appreciate what y'all do, and I'm going to keep on listening out here.
Thanks so much, Ronnie. Appreciate the cell phone call. Speaking of which, let's listen to healthcare debate last night, and this is isolated. It's a healthcare debate. Healthcare debate. There you go. This is amazing. Wow.
So this is what I think we need to get done. We need the public option. That's what Barack Obama wanted, and it would bring healthcare costs down for everyone. And by the way, I just don't buy this. I've heard some of these candidates say that it's somehow not moral if you not moral to not have that public option. Well, Senator Sanders was actually on a public option bill last year, and that was Bernie, the Medicaid public option bill that Senator Schatz introduced. Clearly, this is the easiest way to move forward quickly, and I want to get things done.
What I am talking about, and others up here are talking about, is no deductibles and no co-payments. And Jake, your question is a Republican talking point. At the end of the day, and by the way, the healthcare industry will be advertising tonight on this program.
Senator Warren, it's your turn.
Oh, can I complete that, please?
And your time is up, 30 seconds.
And you'll be advertising tonight with that talking point.
Congressman Blaney. I'm the only one on the stage who actually has experience in the healthcare business, and with all due respect, I don't think my colleagues understand the business. We have the public option, which is great. The public option is great, but it doesn't go far enough.
The basic profit model of an insurance company is taking as much money as you can in premiums and pay out as little as possible in health care coverage. That is not working for Americans across this country.
Thank you, Senator.
Medicare for All will fix that, and that's why I'll fight
for it. Thank you, Senator.
It is time to stop worrying about what the Republicans will say.
Look, if it's true that if we embrace a far-left agenda, they're going to say we're a bunch of crazy socialists. If we embrace a conservative agenda, you know what they're going to do? They're going to say we're a bunch of crazy socialists. So let's just stand up for the right policy, go out there and defend it.
If Medicare for All is enacted, there are more than 600,000 union members here in Michigan who would be forced to give up their private health care plans. Now, I understand that it would provide universal coverage, but can you guarantee those union members that the benefits under Medicare for All will be as good as the benefits that their representatives, their union reps, fought hard to negotiate?
Well, two things. They will be better because Medicare for All is comprehensive. It covers all health care needs for senior citizens. It will finally include dental care, hearing aids, and eyeglasses.
But you don't know.
Second of all.
You don't know that,
second
Bernie.
Of all.
We'll come to you in a second,
I do know, and I wrote the damn bill.
And the data is clear. Medicare does not cover the cost of health care. It covers 80% of the cost of health care in this country. And private insurance covers 120%. So if you start underpaying all the health care providers, you're going to create a two-tier market where wealthy people buy their health care with cash, and the people who are forced, like my dad, the union electrician,
you,
will have that health care plan taken away from him.
Thank you, Congressman.
They will be forced into an underfunded system.
I want to give Senator Sanders a chance to respond.
All right. Under Medicare for All, the hospitals will save substantial sums of money because they're not going to be spending a fortune doing billing and the other bureaucratic things that they have to do today.
I've done
Second
the math,
of all, maybe you did that and made money off of health care, but